Yesu yibatirwa mu rugano.
Praise Jesus, friends. Nisibiye mutyana tebulinyera mukama wa Yesu. Have you been once again in the name of Jesus?
Buliza ku neighbor omwagalize ebirungi ebiva eri Katonda
omulamu. From your neighbor, wish them the better things from the living God.
Mugambe nga bw'otudde wano.
Tell them as you're seated here.
Njagala ku lunaku lw'omusango tubeereyo mu kibuga Yerusaalemi.
I want the day of judgment to be in Jerusalem.
Okusalira abatali batuukirivu. Kansuubire omuwadde obunnabbi.
Let me expect your name a prophecy.
Okubanga tusisinkana mu kibuga Yerusaalemi.
That we meet in the Jerusalem city.
Amanya neddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Mutume Donald Hope Witness.
A person and Hope Witness.
Mumune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Kubagala nnyo mu linnya lya Yesu.
We love you so much in the name of Jesus.
Obuweereza tuyitibwa omulembe omuggya.
The ministry we call the... Yes,
Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga okumanya okukuleetebwa.
That knowledge is brought
to fulfill
the scriptures.
Daniel 12.
Daniel 12. From verses
1 and 5.
That knowledge will increase in those days. In the latter days. As the world grows in its knowledge. And they make computers. And the things like that. God to add knowledge within us, within Him. Like He promised. In Isaiah 11:9. The world will be full with the knowledge of God. Like the waters spread over the sea.
Habakkuk 2:14.
The world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Like the waters spread over the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In that to help many who have been getting destroyed, that they never get destroyed. We said in Hosea 4:1-6, that these people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But to take away that destruction, God has to bring knowledge in the world.
He
said in Hosea 6, come, let's get back to the Lord. He himself fears us and he will heal us.
In
2 days he would have renewed us, and the third day he will resurrect us. When he resurrects us, let us seek knowledge of God and we hold on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He tells
us in verse 6 and 7, is there as mercy than offerings,
and
knowledge of God than burnt sacrifices. Now let's pray for knowledge as he promised in Proverbs. Say that pray for knowledge and understanding.
We
spend seasons praying for many things. Things we need in different ways.
But
we pray that to pray for knowledge. And we pray so much it gives us understanding. And we hold our lives in our hands. For he said, John 17:3, that eternal life, know the one true God,
in
Christ Jesus is saint. When we get that knowledge,
we've
already held our lives in our hands and we are proven of it. That's the ministry of knowledge of God.
National ministries.
It's new generation God creates in the world.
Fulfill
the call upon our nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we know that that call, it prepare all nations for the second coming of Jesus. And we are told, Matthew 24:14, that as the false prophets will increase, the love of many will draw cold. But the gospel of the kingdom of God, it remains be preached in all nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Now in preparing
of
the coming of Jesus, we prepare for the end.
naye mwekyo
but in that
tukozesa enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
we use the gospel of the kingdom of heaven
lwe lugendo lw'eggulu olaba wano
the journey of heaven you see right here
okomawo kuteekateeka mawanga gonna
comes back to prepare all nations
olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe
for the coming back of Jesus
atwongera otuukiriza okuyitibwa okwo
as we continue to fulfill that call
otwawulira nga mutume mulinda akwogerako
which we had apostle mulinda speak of
twawulira abasajja abajja mu rukumu
We had men who came right from Australia and they are told we have to execute that mission. I have something like 20 people who were told about this work. But they never knew much how it's going to be done. There's even others who said God is going to create the new generation. Me, I never knew this. They have just given me these details
sometime
back. But he told this to me in 2005 when the journey of heaven was beginning. Praise God. Now we're proceeding on with the journey of heaven. We've taken a long scene and today
tugenda kulaba omubiri gw'abatukuvu abagenda okuba ku lunaku lw'omusanvu
we're going to see the body of the saints who are going to be on the day of judgment
gubeera
how it appears
n'omubiri gw'abo abagenda okusalibwa omusanvu
the body of they who are going to be judged
okusalibwa mu nnyanja y'omuliro
cast in the lake of fire
eri mu kibuga kya Katonda mu masekati gaakyo
is the center of the city of God
nga bw'etandikira
and it begins from
ebyo nno twabiraba okubale twatandika okulaba ekyoto kya Katonda
that we saw when we began to see the altar of God
ekyoto ekiri mu masekati g'abakerubi
the altar in the midst of the kelvin
ekyoto ekya zaabu
the golden altar
ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira
where the lake of fire begins from
yesu yebazibu
kale
olwaleero
now today
tugenda kunyonyoka omubiri ekitiibwa ky'omubiri gw'abatukuvu
we're going to be explained of the glory of the body of the saints
abagenda osinzira nga basala omusango
within which are going to base to carry judgment out
ate n'omubiri gw'ababi
and the body of the evil people which they will be in when they are being judged to be cast in the lake of fire which begins from the altar of God in the city of God Jerusalem of heaven but our journey from planet earth
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When we get from our planet Earth and we get out of it, and we meet the kingdom of the stars, and we pass it hiding to the bluish heaven you see
up
there. We pass through the northern door and we enter the city of God.
Jerusalem
of heaven as you see in that image, or the other image right here.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Kati twagala tuyingireyo.
But we want to enter right there.
Olono tuyokatandika soma kubya okweyongera okunyonyoka.
Ebyo
musango ebinabe.
We begin to be explain how judgment will be.
Lubereberiye 28.
Genesis 28.
10 paka 12.
From verse 10 to 12.
Go eyaka jotegere bayingira batya mu Yerusalemu.
You who has just come, you have to know how they enter Jerusalem of heaven.
Lubereberiye Genesis 28
from verse 10.
Yakobo n'ava e Beeruseba n'agenda e Kalani. N'atuuka mu kifo, n'asulawo n'akeesa obudde. Kubanga enjuba yali egudde, n'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo, n'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe, n'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka.
Yakobo yali mu nsi yaffe.
Jacob was on planet Earth, the habitable Earth. That is where he slept from. But this is what he saw.
Olunyolo 12. Nalote chiroto era laba amadala agasimbibwa ku ttaka n'entiko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu.
Yesu yalaba amadaala agatuukira ddala mu nsi
yaffe
ate nga gatuukira ddala ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
And it reached the top of the door of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Lubereberye 2:12.
Genesis 28, verse 12.
Era laba, bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo. Era laba, Mukama ng'ayimiridde waggulu waago, n'ayogera nti nze Mukama, Katonda wa Ibulayimu jjajjaawo, era Katonda wa Isaaka. Ensi gy'ogalamiddeko, ndigikuwa ggwe n'ezzadde lyo. N'ezzadde lyo linaabanga ng'enfuufu y'oku nsi.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Twalaba bamalayika nga bakka.
We saw angels ascending.
Ate nga bwe bambuka.
They descended and ascended.
Naye nga balina ekibuga mwe babeera.
But they had a city where they reside.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Eggulu eryasooka okutondebwa.
They first created heaven.
Na n'erino
And this one with our planet, it had not been created. The one we see up the blue, it was the last created heaven. Praise Jesus. But the angels, that's where the stairways were put down to planet Earth. It's easy to come from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and they come down on Earth. There are no ropes that you have to pass a rope, like some brought such messages, that you pass a rope when you're heading to heaven. A very small rope with your luggages, and they never put ladders for you. If they don't put ladders for you, angels have to come for you.
Luke 16:19-25.
Even Lazarus' angels came for him and took him out. Now, brethren, let's stop following stories of words, but let's follow the word of God. We move on to be explained today what glorious body we're going to be in as we carry out judgment. The body which can bear the fire of the altar, even the evil ones, how will their body be, which has nothing like glory within it, which is very black? You are going to be surprised of things like that, and there you will work very well for the body of heaven. Praise Jesus. This I tell is the journey of heaven moved through the Bible. Why move through the Bible? Everything I speak I saw, we study did just to the Bible. We study and we go. And we go and we come back study. The journey was always like that. And there is no adding neither subtracting from anything. And there is no distorting or twisting anything. Praise Jesus. Now, as we've heard, that the ladder can come from the door of heaven and come to planet Earth where we are, and angels descend on it. After you enter, when you pass the door of heaven, this voice is going to welcome people on the day of judgment in the city where angels are found and where the saints gather from. Hebrews 12:22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu. Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika, n'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa, n'eri Yesu omubaka w'endagaano empya, n'eri omusaayi ogw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeli.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nakutegeeza nti eddoboozi eryo,
I told you that voice,
egenda kuba lyogerera ddala ku lunaku lw'omusanvu,
speaking on the door of judgment,
okwaniriza mu kibuga kya Katonda,
will come in the city of God,
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu,
Jerusalem of heaven,
kuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'abamalayika,
great gathering of the angels,
n'abatukufu ba Katonda,
and the saints of God,
eri omulamuzi omukulu,
to the chief judge,
eri Yesu,
to Jesus,
eri omusaayi gwa Yesu,
to the blood of Jesus.
They will be
brought through this door you see here, on that street you see.
They have to be
brought in the central of that city,
and
judgment is going to proceed from there,
as
we heard on last time. But the saints, we must already be there.
And
we sit on our thrones of judgment, which spring out of the basement. When you reach here, you can never see those seats.
But
when you come, it's the day of sitting. The thrones come from the basement and they raise up themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. On which you can sit to carry judgment on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Revelation 20:4.
Ku bikulisiro ya 20 n'olunyiri olw'okuna. Ne ndaba entebe ez'obwakabaka nga kuliko abatuddeko, ne baweebwa okusala emisango, n'emyoyo gyabwe abaatemebwako emitwe olw'okutegeeza kwa Yesu n'olw'ekigambo kya Katonda, n'abo abataasinza nsolo newankubadde ekifaananyi kyayo, so tebakkiriza nkovu ku kyenyi kyabwe ne ku mukono gwabwe, ne baba balamu, ne bafugira wamu ne Kristo emyaka 10.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
No,
even they, the saints, they are welcome in the city. Do everything possible that you reach the city of God. On the other day, we are going to be judges with the Lord Jesus, like we first heard on the day which was last Wednesday, the end of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's us who are going to carry judgment out. That's why we say that judgment was given to the saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, anyone shouldn't hunger you today.
Anytime
they hunger you forward the anger to the Lord. Tell the Lord, keep it for me on the day of judgment. You will restore it to me when we carry judgment out. Abuse and bewitch and do all things. Do not waste time to feel hungered of what they do, even to reaching sinning. You forward that
God.
He will restore that to you. We are going to carry judgment to people and the fallen angels, like we heard. And
he
told us the qualities we have to have. Praise Jesus so much.
According
to 1 Corinthians 6, this verse 2, he tells us these words.
First Corinthians 6 from verse 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when we shall be sitting in that city,
gacho,
in the midst and center of it,
sali,
as we're going to carry judgment out,
salira, abali gano,
we are going to judge the one in the world who refused salvation, even they who came in salvation and joked within it,
like the
false prophets and the false apostles, even all they who are deceived by such people, and they decide to accept falsehood. But as we see that there, we are to judge the one in the world, even the angels who are cast out of heaven.
In Revelation
12, from verse 7 to 10, it means you must be very white before God, like we had the first time, to be able to be on this judgment. And God, He says, He's going to welcome people in the other city, even to gather the sinners, that He may pour fire upon them, which we understood well. It begins from the altar of God, which is in the midst of the cherubims, where the lake of fire begins from, according to Ezekiel 10, verses 1 to 5.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But as He explains us,
next
in Ezekiel 22:18, and He tells us these words.
Now
we are moving on to be explained. The body of the saints, how it appears, even their clothing, even the evil ones, how will they appear?
We are
briefly passing through,
and
we continue to understand how they will be.
Ezekiel 22:18. Nti omwana w'omuntu, ennyumba ya Isirayiri efuuse amasengere gyendi. Bonna bikomo na masasi na byuma na mabaati wakati mu kikoomi. Bo masengere ga feeza. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti, kubanga mwenna mufuuse masengere, laba, kyendiva mbakuŋŋaanya mu Yerusaalemi wakati. Nga bwe bakuŋŋaanya effeeza n'ebikomo n'ebyuma n'amabaati n'amasasi mu kyoto wakati okubifukutako omuliro, okubisaanuusa, bwentyo wendikuŋŋaanya mmwe, nga ndiko obusungu n'ekiruyi, era ndibateekawo ne mbasaanuusa.
Ajja kuba akuŋŋaanya abantu
bano
mu kibuga kino Yerusaalemi, masekkati gaakyo
Yerusaalemi
eky'omuggulu, asobole okubafukutako omuliro.
Olunaku
lwagenda osaanuusa emyoyo
gy'aboonoonyi.
Oba obadde omanyi esaanuusa
bw'ebeera,
obadde tomanyi,
genda
okwate ekidomola,
you go get a jerrycan. or a plastic cup, and you burn it, you see how it powers down itself. On that day, God is going to hold up male spirits which rebelled against
him.
And remember,
he
told us in Matthew 10, you fear the body, but they can't kill the spirit. But he who can kill the spirit, he will be melting them all days on the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. And he says,
he
is to melt spirits. After that, they became dross and tin. These dross stones, they are stones which are sharp in cutting. Now, God no more sees you in the glory created you through, and you become something else. Praise Jesus.
And
we have to be careful, brethren, for there is a body we have to be within if we are to be saved. For any person who died through Adam, they got a very funny body. God sees you as bronze. He sees you as funny black stones.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After dying through Adam.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I'm going to be speaking of these words. We died through Adam. There is a body remaining of the inner man.
And
that body is not complete. And that body looks funny.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when you get born again, God gives you a body from heaven, a glorious body,
which
is a different precious stones.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
you have to be on that day of carrying judgment out, prove you get the body of the saints, even with their clothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Who will be able to be around the consuming fire of God, which was explained last time. How are you supposed to appear?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, let's prove and be explained. All who died through Adam, they have a spiritual body which is like dross. It is like old iron sheets. And on top, they have a blackish, silverish coating. You were a very ununderstandable person. When you've gotten out of this body to be cast in hell, it's the body you appear within. It's there and it stretches, and you are a very disorganized thing, and as if they have packed bones within a sack. And they are tied on the top, and the bones are not fitted in, others are stretched through, and you are not well figured. You are like a luggage which is just packed, not fitted well. Praise Jesus.
But
according to 1 Corinthians 15, this verse 22 and 23, we're going to be explaining how we first died.
And
any person who is not born again,
we're
given a body from heaven. How they appear? That body is very bad. They will appear within it on the day of being melted. For they who fall in hell have that body. Even they who go to heaven, they are restored the body from heaven, and they are still on earth. And now try to fight for yourself that you may not be among they who are going to be melted, that they became bronze,
stones
which are blackish, which cut. Praise Jesus. Let's read there.
Corinthians 15
from
21.
Kubanga
okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu, era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu. Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu, era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Praise Jesus. All died through Adam. Within Christ they will live. Praise Jesus. But that death, people have never understood it up to today. God alone can explain which body you are in, which died. For even what you have today, it's not the spiritual body. Praise Jesus.
But
there is a spiritual body which died within us, which was supposed to be in precious stones. And it became stones which are not understandable. Stones which God can never bear. And they even cut. Praise Jesus. But they tell us, every person who comes on earth,
they've been
given that moment to align themselves, that they may be restored the body from heaven. According to what we hear in verse 23.
First Corinthians 15, verse
23.
Naye buli muntu mu kifo kyo ye, mu kifo kye ye, Kristo gwe mwaka omubereberye oluvannyuma. Aba Kristo mukujja kwe.
Yesu
yebazibwa. Each person when you're brought on earth, you must resurrect and you get born again. For if you're not born again yet, in the other body of the dead stones, God begins to see and you're like some bones. You walk like a dead corpse on earth, and you're in that valley. According to Ezekiel 37, God moves on to tell us this. Let's first stand you here.
Ezekiel esula yasatumu musanvu.
Ezekiel 37 from verse 1.
Lugamba. Omukono gwa Mukama gwali kunze. Nantwala namfulumiza mu mwoyo gwa Mukama. Nanzisa wakati mu kiwonvu. Kale nga kijjudde amagumba. Nagampisaako okugeetooloola. Kale laba nga mangi nnyo mu kiwonvu mu bbanga. Era laba makalu nnyo. Nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu, amagumba gano gayinza okuba amalamu. Ninziramu nti, ayi Mukama Katonda, gw'omanyi. Nangamba nate nti, lagulira ku magumba gano ogagambe nti, ayi mwa magumba makalu, muwulire ekigambo kya Mukama. Bwati Mukama Katonda bw'agamba amagumba gano nti laba, ndiyingiza omukka mu mmwe, kale muliba balamu. Era ndibateekako ebinywa, era ndireeta ennyama ku mmwe. Ne mbabikako eddiba, ne mbateekamu omukka, kale mulimanya nga nze Mukama. Awo ne ndagula nga bwe nalagirwa. Awo bwe nali nga ndagula, ne wabaawo eddoboozi, era laba ekikankano ky'ensi, amagumba ne geegatta buli ggumba n'eggumba linnaalyo. Awo ne ntunula, era laba nga kuliko ebinywa, omubiri ne gujja, eddiba ne ligabikkako waggulu, naye nga temuli mukka mu ggo. Awo n'aŋŋamba nti, lagula empewo, lagula omwana w'omuntu, ogambe empewo nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, jangu okuva eri empewo ennya, ayi omukka, ofuwe ku bano abattibwa babeere balamu. Awo ne ndagula nga bwe nalagibwa, nga bwe nalagirwa. Awo ne ndagula nga bwe yandagira. Omukka ne gubayingira, ne babeera balamu, ne bayimirira ku bigere byabwe egyeringi nnyo.
Yesu
yebazibwaJesus.
Be magumba genkugambye agasansa.
They are the boys who have told you are scattered.
Mu mubiri guli eri.
In the other body.
Gabeera ngulinganga amagumba ge basibidde.
They are there and you are like bones tied within a sack. When you get out of this body, that body is there, it's not properly fitted. It's been made in precious stones. You are not like stones, you see. It's a body, but it was made up out of precious stones. Praise Jesus.
Now,
our death made us become bones in the valley. And this world, it's called the valley of the shadow of death, anytime we went out of this world, you would see most of the people and their dead bodies moving, and their skeletons holding their bags in the city, others are driving cars, and their skeletons, people who died long time. That's why our master, the next verse,
Ezekiel 37,
he says this. Ezekiel 37 verse 11.
Awo nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu, amagumba gano ye nyumba yonna eya Isirayiri.
These you've seen, they are the people you see as if they are living. They twist and the scriptures, and they tell you these are saucepans, and they say they are your pocket which had gotten dry,
and
this is your work which had gotten dry. Friend, these are people. These are not saucepans. These are not your pockets.
And
that's why our master speaks as he comes on earth. Matthew 8 verse 21 and 22, we are still explaining, how did that death happen, that they would die in a wrong body, they would never got born again,
and
they were born again, but they were here in a glorious body by restoring the body from heaven upon them.
Matthew 8:21-22. Omuyigirizwa we omulala n'amugamba nti, Mukama wange, sooka ondeke ngende nziike kitange. Naye Yesu n'amugamba nti, yita nange.
Yes, he was
Jesus. You told him, these people you see, you call living, these are dead bodies. The one taking to bury, even the one you are going to bury, all of them are dead bodies. Remember our master Jesus
himself.
He was in the mouth of David. Psalms 23, and he told the father, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I
will
fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they will comfort me. That's why when they were going to beat him, he said, not my will but your will. He was on the cross, he rejoiced of the beatings, was beaten for our unrighteousness, and he continued to pray that we be forgiven. Praise Jesus. The truth is this: people who are under the sun, if you are not yet born again, you are a dead body, you are in an old body which died,
and
when they were unclothing from this body, you're going to see yourself in the body I've told you all, which is like draws, and it stretches itself, it's not fitted well, and it will take you ahead to hell, and
it
will beat you all your days until the day of judgment, where the edge of death and hell
will
in the city of Jerusalem to judge you, and your cast in the lake of fire to be melted. And you are melted all days in much pain. You cry tears, and it pains like sulfuric acid, and it comes from deep within you. By the time it knocks out of you, and the pain of experience is too much. Praise Jesus.
That's
what Jesus said.
They
go bury their own dead. People moving, you think they are alive.
This
body of flesh they put upon us,
it's
what confuses us thinking we have a body.
When
he spoke in Revelation 3:16 and down, and he
says,
he sees us, we are naked, and we are not clothed. And he said, try to come to me, and I give you medicine upon your eyes to see clear, and I give you clothes that you may clothe.
We
thought, what is God telling us? Me, I have a body, I have even clothed clothing. How can God say I am naked?
munanga akulaba ngoli mumba kumba.
He sees you, you are a bony thing person. And people.
Wetu baba bulira bulokozi bibuseyo tubanyunyure
kyerufu. Salvation, let's go explain the right thing to them.
Tubagabugambira ko kufune moto.
Don't tell them be safe, get a car.
Bagambe murokoke.
Tell them be safe.
Kusoka bina twafira mu Adam.
First we died through Adam.
Ero kusoka byonna muri mirambo kankano munse.
Almost their dead bodies in this world.
Tubavumo obali kosoma byawani.
Don't abuse them, read scriptures for them.
Omanya byandikwa bikwatira ddala.
The scriptures capture
some. Oli abatasoba kukubana
mayi. A person cannot even stone you because
of
your
great.
Let the dead bury the dead. As they think of living after.
Yokani sura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
John 3 from verse 1.
Awaliwo omuntu w'omubafalisaayo erinnya lye Nikodemo, omwami mu Bayudaaya. Onajja gy'ali ekiro n'amugamba nti, Rabbi, tumanyi nti oli muyigiriza eyava eri Katonda. Kubanga tewali muntu ayinza okukola obubonero buno bw'okola ggwe wabula Katonda ng'ali naye. Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, ddala ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Nikodemo n'amugamba nti, omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa wabanga mukadde? Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogwokubiri n'azaalibwa? Yesu n'addamu nti, ddala ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Ye yali amanyi ebyokuzaalibwa.
He knew what concerns getting born again.
Ye yava mu lubuto lwa mama we.
He thought he had come from his mother's womb.
Era bwe tuvanga tupataddeko guno mbiri gw'ennyama.
When we come out, he put a body of flesh on us.
Okutasobola sikira bwakabaka
which can never inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Kulowooza ye ntandikwa ya.
I think that is our beginning.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But he told him, you must get born again by the Spirit and water.
But
that is how it was in the beginning. Genesis 2, verse 6 and 7. When the mist rose up, and water spread over the ground, and God molded man from the dust of the world. That dust, according to Job 28, is the dust of gold. With other precious stones. Out of them we are made. And he breathed in us the breath of life. That is the Holy Spirit. And we became living.
That day
we are born of spirit and water. And we became what is called the living soul. We became a living soul. We became a living soul. We had the other body of heaven. That body, we lost and it died from us by the command. According to Genesis 2, verse 15 and 16, told us when we touch of the tree we shall surely die.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we see in Genesis 3, and the devil lied to us, and we ended up in this body of flesh, and we began to question how we have appeared to look like that. In that moment when you understood we are naked, where have you gotten this part upon you? That's where we lost the body from heaven and we are swallowed by the flesh and blood. Praise Jesus. Now from then, everything which came from Adam,
it
already lost a body from heaven.
And
Adam through Apostle Paul, the Spirit brings back his voice in Romans 7 from verse 7 unto 25, that he used to live some time back without the laws. But when the command came, and the devil saw he could best to tempt him, and he lied him and he died. Thus, whoever came from Adam, he died.
nanga nombiri gw'omwoyo tagulina.
If they are spiritual boy, they don't have it. It's the body from heaven. They appear through the body which died.
Which
is the stones which are not precious. Praise Jesus. That's why the Lord Jesus tells us we must get born again. And we have restored a body from heaven which we can be able to live up there on the day of judgment. Praise Jesus. No one will be able to be there when they have no spiritual body from heaven. Praise Jesus. First Corinthians 15:50. Move on to tell us these words.
According to Chisoka. Bakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'ekkumi n'ettaano n'olunyiri lwa makumi ataano. Naye kino kye njogera abooluganda, ng'ombiina omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Yes,
Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
This precious blood we are in, they can never go to heaven. Even in hell, they never go. Now it means what? When you get out of this body, restored to you the body which died through Adam, in which you appear through the spiritual realm, and they take you to hell. That's the angel of hell and the angel of death. They will get you from there, take you to the lake of fire. When you are in that body. But what surprises most, we who believe Jesus and we get born again, we are given a body from heaven and we possess two bodies. When you unclothe this one, you appear through the other which came from heaven. And it's very beautiful. And I saw it and I'm yearning for it so much. Praise Jesus. And I pray each one of us that they may yearn for a body from heaven.
We
yearn for many things in this world, the cars and the houses and things like that. But all that pass away. If you have no body which goes to heaven,
prove
you not be among them who carry judgment out. You be among them who will be judged. If you pray for things which are not important, God told us in Matthew 6, verse 30 to 31, let's seek first the kingdom and righteousness. All this rest will add them to us. That is what we need. Praise Jesus. For he knows we need them.
But
we change, stop him from praying what is required of us.
And
we begin to pray for cheap things. If God goes surprise of us. For you too, if you have a child, and they cry so much, and they want food, in all the inheritance you have, and he said, if you don't give your inheritance, you give me food. You know how Esau did it. When God we cry for miracles which are food to children, and we forget to cry for our kingdom, the kingdom of heaven,
he
gets surprised of the children he has. These are the born agains. Praise Jesus. Now, as we are in this body, in 2 Corinthians 5,
it
tells us these words. I want you to get these words. You know how you have to appear. If you to carry judgment out of they who died through Adam and refuse to be born again. And here is where we tell you, if you see the world, they are there to destroy people. They have an image looking as it is of God. When you're in it, they lie to you thinking you reach God. But they can never tell yourself in you to reach there. You find yourself in hell. Even fake salvation, which tells you things of the world alone, and they never explain you heaven. They too are destroyers. For their qualities required of you to be in heaven, even in the world. Terms and conditions apply. We want to go to heaven. Know that the times and conditions apply there.
Amen. Atuli mpakolinse choku yosule yokutano. No uru njiri orisoka.
2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kumanga tumanyi nti. Obange nyumba ya feyensi sile yomonsi eliabizibwa. tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri katonda.
We
have the one which comes from God. When we get born again, in the spirit of water, through baptism, after we've been totally explained, to explain how the Holy Spirit brings your body, we can be given that body and remain giving you the food of the word of God to be able to grow in wisdom, in understanding, in the counsel of God, in the power, in the fear of God, knowledge of God, even the Spirit of the Lord, to understand the one true God and Christ Jesus is sent.
2 Corinthians 5:1. Kubanga tumanyi obanga ennyumba yaffe eyensisira y'omunsi eryabizibwa.
This body is going to be destroyed any time. And you will get out of it. But if you get out of it, what body will be found within? The one which died through Adam. Or you got born again, you're given a body from heaven. Praise Jesus. These ones are very important. You think of them so much. Because even though we started, we are going to enjoy judgment. If you have not this body, you will not be able. You'll be among them, will be judged whether you want it or not.
Tulimba Kolinso ekyokubiri sura
y'okutaano. 2 Corinthians 5
n'olunyi olusooka.
Verse 1.
Tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda, ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono, ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omu ggulu. Kubanga tusinda mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu. Bwe tulyambazibwa, mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere.
Mpozi Mukama waakunonera.
This is when God comes for you.
Areme okusingana ng'oli.
That he may not find you when you are naked.
Mu mubiri guli ogw'emugumba.
In the other body of the bones.
Wanga yatulabula mu kubikulu.
For you want us Revelation 3.
16-20.
Even though we claim we have gotten so rich, there is nothing we are need of. But we are very poor and very pitiful. Blind folks, and they who are naked.
For
most, let me tell you, even though you see pastors driving cars, even though they are brethren, and they have not gotten this body, God says their wealth is meaningless. Until they have been clothed with the body from heaven. And they feed it never to die again. For Revelation 3, it says that they also die even again. And they lose the body they have gotten from heaven. And they remain with the name born again. But they are not born again and they don't have a body from heaven. Praise Jesus.
Now,
these words, brethren, it's good we lay your heart upon them. For that is your life.
Amen. Atuli Bakolinse chokwiri sulayo kutano no linye wakuna.
2 Corinthians 5:4.
Kubanga fe abali munsisire eno tusinda nga tuzitowererwa, si kubanga twagala okwambula wabula okwambazibwa.
Twagala tisimu kama nga tanatujja mukunu.
We want at least go before he takes us out of this body.
So ke twambazibwe kuli.
That he first clothes us with the body from home.
Era bw'obeera mu ddiini ekugamba.
If you're in a religion telling you, or a belief,
mbogenda soka magongo.
That you're going to first go to hell. I heard that the fool's gospel. The full gospel. That you first go to hell. You'll come out of there later. I heard it in the Adventists. That you have to clothe for the day Jesus will come. Now, in these seasons, you don't need to be clothed. But he says, lest they get it from his body, let them not find you when you're naked and you have no body from heaven. When you get you out, you will appear through the other body of drawers. The body which is like tin. You are there and elsewhere you have holes within it. And this is a very bad law. You can find them having holes on their ribs. And they have all old sicknesses. When you fall to hell, the angel first touched you there. To restore all the sicknesses and the wounds you have ever encountered in your life before. And the pierce falls within you. You are there and you are even a rotten thing. But all this you see it. Church is not on it. We are in power is there, take it. Life is facing and finishing. Yes, we need power. But it is of the Holy Spirit. And listen, the Holy Spirit is a gift. He says, repent, you will receive the promised Holy Spirit, who is a gift of God. And he says, when the Spirit will come upon you, he will give you power.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Now, as we seek for things like that, let us seek for the most important things. The rest God promised to just add them onto us.
That's
why people give good testimonies for you. And God is working. And they have not fasted so much to do what? But they have just offered out knowledge. For that is what he loves most. He wants us to know him more. Even if it is you, you love a child who understands you. Is it not like that? You want a child who never understands you? And they want even evil things? They tell you, give me inheritance, but when you send them, they don't hear. Can you give that inheritance to them?
Tulimba Corinthians 2 Corinthians 5:4. Kubanga fe abali mu nsisira eno tusinda nga tuzitowererwa. Si kubanga twagala kwambula, wabula okwambazibwa, ogwo gufa gulyoke gumirwe obulamu. Naye eyatukolera ekyo ye Katonda, eyatuwa omusingo ogw'omwoyo.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Amen.
You are like, you see a mango tree. It has two bodies, the mango fruit. I think you've ever looked analytically at it. It has the portion you eat of it. You reach the next clothing. And you first unclothe it off, and you get the next body within. Now eat the spirit. It is deep down there, kept very well. That is the thing which grows. It is the spirit of the mango. Even a human being is like that. Their spirit is very small but very powerful.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now to be kept in that body from heaven, you must have got separated from the world. Praise Jesus. Now I request you, brethren, this body we lost is what was first given us. And when we get born again, we are restored of this body. Although they were not born again, even they will think they are born again, and they have not this body, that is the deception. It's the destruction. I prove you are in the body you've spoken of in Ezekiel 22, which is saying that rose and tin and copper,
he
no more wants to draw them before his presence. I want to speak of this body as it's restored us in Song of Songs 5. Let's begin from verse 5. After understanding it properly, I'm going to explain they who died what body they appear through. Then you see how you'll be brought for judgment, even to be cast in the lake of fire, if you never be born again. Let me tell you, friends, this body of the flesh, we take care of it.
Ask
of a born again who was ever minded of the body given them from heaven. And truly you brush it and you cut your forehead. When it comes to women, and they take care of their lives. But when you reach the spiritual body given them, he died again long time.
He does
that, they never feed him with the spiritual food. They are shouting, I take it. And to carry chairs up to support those gospels. But he himself is perishing. Let's see of this body which is glorious.
Tuli mu luyimba essula y'okutaano n'olunyi lwa kutaano.
Song of Songs 5:5.
Ne ngolokoka okuggulirawo muganzi wange, emikono gyange ne gitonya mooli, n'engalo zange nga zitonya mmuli ekulukuta ku mikonda egy'ekisiba.
Tumanye engeri Mukama waffe Yesu gy'aweebwamu mmuli ono.
We know how our Lord Jesus was given his olive.
Bwe yali azaaliddwa mu Matayo sura ey'okubiri.
When it got been birthed in Matthew's womb.
Abasajja abagezigezi bwe bamusisinkana.
The wise men where they met him.
Ne bamuwa eby'obugagga n'obuloosa.
And they gave him wealth and perfume.
Ayogera naffe.
Who speaks with us?
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
It's the Lord Jesus.
Omanyi mugenda nkwata Bible yenu.
Do you hold this Bible?
Zino ennyimba ne muziweereza abaagalwa.
And these songs you send them to your beloveds.
Mwerabira Katonda ayogera mu Bible.
And you forget the God speaking through the Bible.
Mwene mutandika kukwanira mu kwani.
And you begin to con people within the
No sindikira mwagalwa awo.
And you send for your beloved.
Kwagala nyo ne mikono jange jitonya mmo.
I love you so much, my hands are dripping with mire.
Nkulindiridde okukwata.
I have awaited to touch of you.
Ebigambo ebyo.
Those words.
Nerinda omusango gw'okunyola ekigambo
kya Katonda. The judgment of twisting the word of God.
N'okutoolamu n'oyongera.
You can subtract and add within it.
Tuli mu Luyimba essuula ya 5 olunyi lwa 6.
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 6.
Ne nzigulirawo muganzi wange, naye muganzi wange yali nga yeegendedde, ng'avuddewo. Omwoyo gwange gubadde guntyemuse gwayogedde. Ne munoonya, naye ne sinza kumulaba. Ne mmuyita naye n'atanziramu. Abakuumi abatambulatambula mu kibuga ne bandaba, ne bankuba ne banfumita.
Tebumumanyi oyo.
Don't you know him?
Yokana 19.
John 19.
Yali atunoonya.
He was looking for us.
Abakuumi babugwe bamusanga eri.
And the watchmen met him.
Ku lusozi Gethsemane.
On the mountain of Gethsemane.
Ne bakwata ne bakuba.
And they captured him and beat him.
Mata 19:34.
Matthew 19:34.
Ne bamfumita.
And they pierced him in the rib.
N'avamu omusaayi n'amazzi.
And out of him got a lot of blood and water.
N'anoonya ffe ssebo.
He was seeking for us.
Kanisa.
Church.
But
see what we are on.
Yes,
what
no, nya.
Jesus seeks for us.
No, nya,
we do we seek for things.
You know
they declare the mountain going to seek for them.
No, nya, yes.
But it's not seeking Christ. But it's the moment.
Nga, what, no, nya, nafet,
like he seeks us that we may seek him.
Kitabo cha Mukama.
Like in the book of the Lord.
So
that we may understand him.
Amen. Atuli muliyimba essuula ey'okutaano.
Song of Songs 5 verse 7.
Nti abakuumi abatambulatambula mu kibuga ne bandaba, ne bankuba ne banfumita. Abakuumi ba bbugwe ne bansiyako omunagiro gwange. Mbalayiza mwe bawala ba Yerusaalemi.
N'alyoka agamba abatume.
And began to charge the disciples.
Nti mbalayiza mwe bawala ba Yerusaalemi. Bwe munaalaba muganzi wange, mumubuulirenga ng'okwagala kugenda kunzita.
Wuliriza bulungi.
Listen very clearly.
Newankubadde ng'ali ku musaalaba.
Even though he was on the cross.
Yagendanga mu maaso ga Mukama basonyiwe
tebamanyi. He moved ahead to say, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing.
Yayongera tuma batume.
He continued to send apostles.
N'okutuma omwoyo omutukuvu.
Even to send the Holy Spirit.
Alyoke atunoonye.
That he may look for us.
Obagamba okwagala kugenda kunzita.
And he's going to die of love. He loves us so much.
Omutukuvu n'abuuza
mbere. The Holy Spirit asked in those seasons.
Jukira bino byayita mu kabaka Solomon.
This passed through King Solomon.
Mukama afa isa amaroboza.
When the Lord Jesus passed his voice through.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Eyoluvanyuma.
But after that.
Omutukuvu yamubuuza ekibuuzo.
The Spirit asked him this question.
Amugamba aba afaanana atyo mwagamba.
Asked him, how does that beloved appear? How do you see and know he is the beloved?
Tunamwaula tte mwaba abanja abali mu nsi.
How shall we separate him from the many in the world?
Kubanga abasinga wagambye bafa.
For most of them they claim they died long
time. Ayo uwa aba afaanana
atyo. But how does yours appear?
Atulire ekibuuzo ekyo.
Let us hear that. Question.
Do we need an answer?
And we see an answer.
Today we're going to Luyimba esula y'okutaano n'olunyi lwa 8.
Song of Songs 5:8.
Mbalayiza mwe bawala ba Yerusaalemi. Bwe munaalaba muganzi wange, mumubuulirenga ng'okwagala kugenda kunzita. Muganzi wo kiki okusinga omuganzi omulala? Gwe akira abakazi bonna obulungi?
N'amugamba mwoyo mutukuvu.
He told you the Holy Spirit.
Bwe naawe?
You yourself?
Kitaffe akuyita
our father.
Oli mufumbo jani, oli mulungi nnyo.
Married to him and you're so good.
Oli mwagalwa nnyo, oli beloved.
A beloved so much.
Ayi ate oyo gw'omulala gw'oyogera ko gw'ate gw'owuliranga naawe.
Oh. Arthur, who is that person?
Afanana
atya? How does he look?
Kusobola okumwawula.
That I may separate him.
Atuli mu Luyimba essuula ya 5 olunyi lwa 9.
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 9.
Muganzo kiki okusinga omuganzo omulala? N'okulayiza n'otulayiza bw'otyo.
N'otulayiza okutuuka ku kino.
And you charge us to this extent.
Bakubye ekibooko okyamuliko
ng'omwagala. They have beaten you, still holding to Jesus.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Omanyi bamukuba kibooko naye ng'agenda mu maaso n'okutusabira.
You know they beat him but he moved on to preach and teach.
And
love had begun to be so much. Who beat him, his brother said, they forgive us. But he explained, only they will meet like that, and they have a glorious body. They are my beloveds.
Amen. Ecclesiastes
5:10.
Muganzi wange mutukuvu era mumyufu.
N'abagamba namunaaza n'omusaayi.
Washed him with the blood.
Era mutukuvu nnyo kamala.
Very holy.
N'omumyufu mumyufu.
If it be white is white.
Akati labagwe obadde obiweereza muganda wo.
See how you'll be serving your brethren.
Omulenzi aweereza omuwala.
The boy ministers to the girl.
Muganzi wange oli mumyufu.
Oh my beloved, you're red.
Oli mutukuvu.
You're very holy.
Naye nga bw'olaba gw'agamba.
When you see what they are full of all sins.
Atulimu luyimbe sura ya 5 olunyiriri lwa 10.
Song of Songs 5:10.
Muganzi wange mutukuvu era mumyufu atabula mu kakumi.
Tabula mu kakumi.
Even in a thousand you can never be missed.
Kubanga ne wangu batte mukiwonvu abafumu we bali bangi.
But though in the body the dead are many.
Naye mozali bomulundi
ogwo. But when you get born again.
Obora ba abakula ba wengo.
You see that they will die. You as a human being.
Yes, Jesus.
You as one God can support you. They separate you, have a body from heaven. And they can never see you as something with bone structures.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Anytime
we go down the world, most when I
left
the
body,
you see people with bones to their
shoulders.
The bones are carrying their chairs supporting the preaching. And the few of that body, they are the ones who are fresh born again. And they are confessed with this truth.
Kubanga emmere gye baba
wat yaliyetuufuyaekigambo kyakatondaera
bafanga mangu
ddala
nanga mukama ekyo kiri
kityabadde
akufunye
bannange
yatunuli emmere gye bamuwaddebaddemu azemu naye afudde.
They two have died again.
Ne mubuuza kitegeeza.
I asked him what does it mean.
Nagamba kitegeeza Matayo 23.
He said Matthew, he means Matthew 23.
Batambula olukalu n'ennyanja.
They walked the sea and the dry land.
Okukyusa omuntu omu.
Change one person.
Bamala okumukyusa.
After they change the person.
Ne bamufuula omwana bagenda emirundi
ebiri. Make them a child of hell two times.
Ennyanja y'omuliro.
That's the lake of fire.
Kubanga ennyanja y'omuliro etabulwa emirundi ebiri.
But the lake of fire is mixed twice.
Batoola ebikolebwa emagombe.
They take what's done in hell.
Ne babiyiwa mu nnyanja
y'omuliro. And they pour it in the lake of fire.
Ne bakutabulira.
And they mix for you.
Kubanga olumala okukubuulira enjiri.
For after preaching the gospel.
Bonga bakuteeka muno nga bajja mu kusokola mu sente.
And they suck money out of you.
Vo ky'okubuulira gy'odda mu ggulu.
Instead of telling you where you're going to heaven.
Ne bye weetaagisa.
And what you need. And
you
begin to make them rich. And they eat. And they protrude stomachs like this. And
the
necks and they are like of the cows. And the pigs. But your life is finished. They never tell you of heaven. They are making you shout. If you carry the chairs. But life is finishing.
Atuli mu luyimba. Oluyimba essula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri lwa 11.
Song of Songs 5:11.
Omutwe gwe gulinga zaabu ennungi ennyo nnyini.
Owulira omutwe gulina okubeera.
You heard how the head has to appear.
Mubiri okuva mu
ggulu. In the body from heaven.
Mutwe guba gwa zaabu.
The head is of gold.
Tubanga bamalayika.
We are like angels.
Mubiri guli okubeera gwa kitiibwa.
The body given us is very glorious.
Naye bw'omala okufa.
After you die. Like we had died through Adam. That gold finishes and become fine stones. It's the body they're going to appear through. Which he tells them it's like dross. Which is like tin and copper. Songs 5:11.
Emivumbo gy'enviiri ze gya masadde era middugavu. nga namungona
ndobera no ruviri
banange here
singa mukama mulwa mumwe dala yazali dogo
okubikoro byu
nakura kako bobero fana
they can see how you appear
ino bya muda kumviri ne musiga musima
bibi okay here and you begin to fight with
abakazi ne musibe biwani
bibata wani women put on hair which is not theirs which is problem with them
buliyo mbiri bakuleta nga kuliko enviri
other bodies born with it's not hair
endalanga siringanga bora ba is a brown
and others looks brownish
gazeto ulato ula
bwe has weaves and curls upon it
endalanga ngoroko fubulunji
and others straight
nziru kafubulunji ngabo na banna muona
like you see the raven
ngakuva ko auto silver
comes that silverish
naye munaye nalabanga abantu abo
mudachika
tuno mbiri ngatabacha
in a minute they had know that body again
ngakufude
and it had died
ati abasi ngango okunza nyusa
and they would please be
most
they were young children
bano bako kwankula mu mungu
these they grew up from the wombs
naba fanga tamana kuweza miaka
musa they would die before their 7 years
abo munange olwafanga munga balabikira mu bili
okuzibwa came out and they appeared in a glorious body
kanono ndi muko sobe
mu and I see at least I have hope Lord
nenga abasinga tulokoka ne kufira
mu kubu we get born again and die along the way
tuvura mukama afya tutegeza
that's why a lot older
naita moyo omuntu kufu
the Holy Spirit
muzaburi bili
it sounds to
10 pa 10 na 2
to 12
timunywegero mwana mulemo okubura mukubu
kiss the sun lest you get lost on the way
usubira kwa mukoli abro kosi
mwe nyili you can't see the way of salvation itself
kuliza
and you get lost among it
naba police injili yebyo
mfunda use the gospel of finances
atuli muliimba sura ya 5 olinyiro 12
song of songs 5 verse 12
amasoge galinga agamayiba kumabali gobugga obwamazzi
amaso gaba materivu
bulungi and eyes are fitted in very well
naye munango baba fira mu adam
fitted through adam
amaso gaba maduka
eyes are very black
ngatofananika
you are very very funny
tugenda kuba tukompe yalinga mola
we are going to compare and you see
ubufana na bubinyo ba
very funny
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
Amaso gaba maduka.
The eyes are very black.
Kugamangolia ona olingo mpakire.
You do as if you are something else.
Dingange ekintu ekipakire mukusiya
which is packed in the sack.
Bidaba malaika bimagombe bakuwalula ne batwara.
The angels of hell drag you
and take. Bidaba kulaba jebawalu de chingange.
But when you see what they are dragging is
Jesus which is
something which is figureless. It has no figure of itself.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Nenga nsaba buruganda.
But I pray brethren.
Bino byonanga tubisoma.
All this we study it.
Bivude mwe bigenda okuba kunakulwa omusanga.
Come from what is going to be on a jet judgment.
Ne wakuba denga. Abatukuvu tugenda kuwebwa okusala omusanga.
Even though the righteous are going to be given to carry judgment. But how shall we appear?
Nalabo burunji bolunaku.
I saw the beauty of that day.
Ne wakuba de olingo olujjo.
Even though it is as if
it's coming. Mwe kama yali ampa messages.
But when God was giving me this message.
Yapa mwe yali aliwo.
He gave me what was.
Ne biliwo.
And what is.
Ne bibigendo.
And what is going to come.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
Iratwa dira dara wabulwe kuli.
And went back to above the heavens.
Singa tena bakuba.
Before the world existed.
Nemanyira dara ebyaliwo.
And I knew what was there.
Nemanyo kutondwa kwa gone.
And I knew how creation of heaven and earth was.
Ebitibwe ebiliwo.
What is called what is.
Nemanya kuleri janesi.
And I knew the new heaven and the new earth. What is going to come.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
Ngora abantu okubulira ebintu ebibi mitendera jonna.
I can tell you all of these their levels.
Ebyaliwo.
What was.
Ebiliwo nebigendo.
What is and what is going to come.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Karo Uganda.
Now brethren,
gawerwanako.
We have to fight on own.
Okufuka mwana wakatonda
akubiride. A child of God who is complete.
Obili bwe kutoko ino kubera.
That body like this you have to be within it.
Wechitiwa.
Which is very glorious.
Kulide kubyamaso.
Heart of the eyes.
Tuongere tunyonyo.
Let's get explained more.
Atuli muliimbe sura ya 5 olinyo 12.
Song of Songs 5 verse 12.
Amaso ge galinga agamayiba kumabali gobuga obwamazzi. Agana azibwa namata era agatekebwamu obulungi
nabira agatekebwamu bulungi
nyo fitted in very well
nabrichero gana azako napata gachi gambo cha
katona you washed with the milk of the word of God
okusira mupite kisoke sura yoko
first Peter chapter 2
onyo rusoka paka urokusa
from verse 1 to 3
tubera namata gachi gambo cha katona gatunaza
of the word of God washed in our eyes
tungero kulamu siyo moyo
and we continue to see the spiritual realm
okutegera
and to understand
agatekebwamu bulungi nyo
they are fitted in very well
tunanga ba malaika
we look like angels
tunatufurumya kubifana bya ba malaika
we are released images of angels
oburungi bwawe
with their beauty
wadenga tubalina mukiri ekifana
though we have them in that image
kwa galabifu myako nga binene
want to release them when they are a bit big
obera
You have a problem here. This body giving us, each one with his own eyes. There's someone complaining of the eyes they have, and another rejoices in them. But in the other body, there's no quotations and arguments, but a complete body.
But
the Lord says, they give a big eye, and another says, my eyes are like holes within a skin. But this will never be in heaven. For
it's the
God who gives us and fulfills our lives. Song of Songs
5:13. Ebimerako enva eziwunya obulungi.
You see how the grass of the field is soft on its top. When you pass your hands on it. When you smell the aroma of the flowers. You smell in the ear of the other body. You sweetness and aroma. But now you smell in the ear of your neighbor. The beauty of the other body, if we knew the price of salvation. But perhaps the car is the glory.
Oh,
the houses. But those are additions God adds them on us.
He
says he has good things like they. But it gives you a body and it smells good. You don't need to brush your teeth. But if you don't brush your tooth, you face the problem.
And
there's a problem. As long as you're born again. But they feel they can never bear you. But because they're born again, they have to bear you. But don't be like that. We shall bear you a little as we encourage you. When you refuse, brethren, but you remember the other body of ours. We shouldn't smell.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's think of this glorious body.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Songs 5:13.
Emimwaje jiringa amalanga. Era gitonya mori ekulukuta.
They are like lilies. You know, lilies are soft on the top. This lipsticks we put upon the other body needs not all that. We are going to be looking nice. We shall make the others jealous of what we are. Look at the lips. You find the man's quiver, the lips are sweet and nice. As they are looking at the lips, I don't slap them for looking on the body. He's
carrying
out judgment by the lips alone. They don't need lipstick. God made it within the system. It's a glorious body. The cloth is there.
And
we look like angels.
Amen.
Song of Songs 5:14. How the hands appear.
Don't
buy bangles on your hands. The body from heaven. It has its own bangles and rods upon it. It's not you who has been a man or who has been a woman. For all of us in heaven, we are espoused to Christ Jesus. And we are given the body with rods and bangles, stones of burial. This was a bit far. But we would have seen how Beriah appears. You will go study of those things. And you see the bangles you have on the body you got from heaven. I saw the beauty. That's why I never poverty with these people. God already fulfilled in me the wealth and treasure. Have many people. I
book
many pastors, and what they speak, I know them.
I can
never follow them even a single day
because
of the treasures of knowledge. How are you going to depart in the Lord?
I can even admire
where they drive remorse.
I see
the rubbish. Even the other
know.
All those are mine.
Amen.
And they are yours. For what is in heaven and earth in Jesus. I see these pitiful people.
And they in our
peace, we've helped given them.
Amen.
We are the heirs of heaven and earth. I see pitiful people who are very sorrowful. And you see this pitiful person.
I've
given the person a limo to drive. You look at here.
Yes,
Jesus walked on the foot, but he owns what is in heaven and earth.
He had a person
who said, look at these ones. That they're driving a car. We ask it, don't care, we say.
He
told me.
And the one
on the road, they say he has borrowed it. They don't understand. He came in his own.
The world
was created by him. When he saw him as a child, he has borrowed the donkey from this person.
He has borrowed
the house to make a
pastor.
And he borrowed it from where? It's just mockery. That's why we say people who eat things of the world, eat them. We are going to judge you and burn you.
It will
remain in the treasures of heaven and earth. And we inherit a new heaven and a new earth. For judgment, we are going to wait for you. I tell you, I gave you my car. I gave you my houses.
It's
our treasures who inherit heaven and earth. I help you refuse to understand. You pass here.
We
tell you cannot change anything of that. In my mindset, I believe the spirit matured it.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And it's hard to change it even a little. Me, I think that most of the people on this world, if we think after we've been filled of God, their thoughts,
they're
narrow and short, not even reaching our toys. We think far higher.
Amen.
And perhaps they don't think.
Mm-hmm. Luyimba esura y'okutaano n'olunyiriri lwa 14.
Song of Songs 5, verse 14.
Omubiri gwe gulinga omulimu ogw'amasanga ogubikiddwako safiro.
Owulira amayinja agakuteerwa.
You've heard the stones which make your body. What would have been the ribs here?
Olaba amasanga bwe gakula.
You see how ivory appears?
Bobera.
That's how you are.
Nakungulu onyirira bulungi.
And you're very safiro. Nice, the stone of sapphire.
Ojja kujja wali olirabe.
You'll come and see it right there. It is very nice. You may even lighten bluish. What happened to the other body?
We are going to
cover judgment by the glamour we are on.
Amen.
And they are real judges.
Amen.
Song
of
Songs
5:15.
Amaguluge.
Galinga empaji ez'amayinja amanyirivu ezisimbibwa ku binnya ebya zambu ennungi.
You
don't need shoes there.
Kubanga amagulu gaba ga zambu.
The feet are cold.
Umanyi entumbo za mwezi.
You know those.
Soka abatofa.
You don't cry.
Tofa ya katumbugurunga.
Kadinga mind.
Kadinga akenkoke.
When your leg is of like of a hen, which is this male hen.
Omubiri okuva mu gulu gwa kitibo.
Body from heaven is very glorious. Kujja mu
katonda kwe mu rugunya.
It shouldn't make you complain in the Lord.
Amen.
There are
the hills of gold. It's like the shoe down there. But there we don't make shoes there. It's a gold.
Now,
in the value I am in,
if you think
of buying me with a car, I fasted the shoe alone.
One shoe,
I can sell the entire world.
On
the body I have from heaven, I buy the entire world and I have a balance of sold only one shoe of gold. If you bring me how much,
the president
of the president of the entire world, I say that though you give it to me, I am going to preach the world without changing anything.
Amen.
And I use the authority of the president and
to
give commands in the entire world of studying God.
Amen.
I am Nebuchadnezzar.
I
commanded the world to worship the God of Daniel as he commanded them.
Amen.
In this world, I give commands. All the schools I can even cancel them. And I give them to study God. Who is going to ask me biology? Is it God going to ask you that? Okay, to help, we can leave them to be studied, but we share the hours. Some are studying God, others for the things of the world.
Amen.
Now that's when you know if the one who is born again, if they have the wisdom of God or not.
Wow.
You know, people say that that boy of that place, me, I'm not abusing you, brethren. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
This is not an abuse. But according to what we are on in this world,
a
person can find you and you've done things which are foolish.
You
say, are you foolish? And so I'm foolish. Oh, stop abusing. You see what you've done is foolishness.
The foolish thing
you've done. There you have to ask for wisdom. For God never rejects wisdom. Like he says in James, that he is lacking wisdom, come ask for it.
Don't
get angered for your lack of wisdom.
Oliimba esula ya 5 n'olunyiro 15.
Song of Songs 5 verse 15.
Enfanana ye eringa Lebanoni ewoma. Ewoma nnyo nyini ng'emivule.
Obeera muwanvu.
You are tall.
Olinga malayika.
You are like an angel.
Kubikulibwa 10.
Revelation 10.
Bamuwanvu kuba malayika.
You are tall for an angel.
Webava mu kibuga kino Yerusalemu.
When they come from Jerusalem city.
Bajira mu kwolesa bwaffe
no bibatwala. They come through vision when you see them on earth.
Bamulombiri ne bakuleka
ye. They unclothe the body, leave it in heaven. Or they make a trance of themselves. They are transfigured and they come in our way. But in heaven they are very tall. And when it comes in his body, he can step on Atlantic Ocean and he steps on Africa the next leg. And he stretches his leg, hands, touches the door of heaven. We are very tall. Because the Jerusalem city, it was built from the ground of the heaven to the top of the heaven. It is a very huge, tall city.
It's
not like we on the planet, which is a very small thing within the heaven. We built all we have on that small thing. For it was built in the entire heaven. That is Jerusalem heaven. When you enter there, this township floor, you enter as if you are entering a planet. It is a very
tall thing.
That is the right size you have to appear in there. Don't worry of your height. For that you have been complaining much of it. You
say
that me, I came from perhaps Congo or Tanzania.
You see,
even South Africa, there are those short people.
mind.
So don't fear,
now don't fear because of that.
This spirit
has no size, but it can be given a body to fit in any size.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall see that of how the body, how they speed up years.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let's proceed on. We have a little time. Song of Songs 5:16.
Akamwa ke kalungi nyo nyini wewao yenna wakwagala.
He is
altogether lovely from the head to the toes. That is how you appear in a glorious body. In the actions of yours, out of them are made white garments, those acts of righteousness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Before we go on the clothing, let's look here brief on the body of they who died through Adam, how it appears. Oh, they who got born again, but they died again. What is in Revelation 3:1? Let's read
that
and see. Revelation 3 from verse 1.
Era eri malaika ow'ekkanisa ey'omusandi wandiika nti, bw'ati wayogera oyo alina emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda n'emmunyeenye omusanvu nti manyi ebikolwa byo ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu.
Naye nga wakolaki?
But you died.
Wasigaza linnya
born again. You remain with the name born again.
Naye nga waddamu n'ofa.
But you died again.
Wanga bwewalokoka.
But when you got born again,
ne wafuna kigambo ekyamazima.
Never got the word of truth.
Osobola okukula n'okuba omulamu.
Able to mature and to live alive.
Era Mukama yayogera ku njala eyakutta.
Spoke of the anger to come back.
Enjala eyakutta.
The anger which killed you.
Okusinzira mu bye twawulira mu
according to what we heard in
Amos
8:10-12,
that
there will be hunger and a famine, a thirsty and a hunger, not for food, not drinking water, but it's of hearing the word of God. That's what kills the person who got born again and you get dead again. It's hard to restore you to get born another time. Now, will you be born a third time? For it's been getting born again a second time. Now the third one, where will you get it from? This time when you get born again,
the
of ignorance, God is not going to count them. He's going to give you a chance.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
don't kill that body again. Seek for the food of the word of God, which will ever grow it and to keep you alive. For the world's desires unto us, they are spirit and their life. According to John 6:63.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's see that you died through Adam, their body, and they would die again how they appear. When Lamentations chapter
4,
Lamentations 4 from verse 1.
Zambu ngeyononese. Zambu enunji. Zambu enunji enyo nyini ngefuse. Amayinja ag'omukifo ekitukuvu gafukibwa buli luguudo we lusibuka. Batabani ba Sayuni ab'omuwendo omungi abenkana zaabu ennungi nga bayitiddwa nsuwa za bbumba.
Owulidde ekiriwo?
You heard what happened.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufiira mu Adam,
after dying through Adam,
omutwe ogwali ogwa zaabu,
the other which was of gold.
Gwafuuka gutya?
Now how did they change?
Era Mukama waffe bwe yatuuka mu lusuku,
when the Lord reached the garden,
Genesis 3.
Who told you are naked? You ate of the tree and refused you off. And looked at them and said, is this you've done Eve? And
it's
so we are changed. And they have been having a precious body. We have body which is like clay, but it's become black. That's why this body of death, this one of flesh, it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The angel of death gave them this body of death, which we move by today. According to Romans, Romans 8:24-25, he says, I'm struggling with this dead body of death. This one you see is covered, the one which died through Adam. Praise Jesus. Again,
the
question God asked them is this: how did you dare reach to look like that?
Tuli mu kukungubaga essula y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Lamentations 4, verse 2.
Nga bayitiddwa nsuwa za bbumba, omulimu gw'emikono gy'omubumbi era n'emisege gijjayo amabeere giyonsa abaana baagyo, omuwala w'abantu bange afuuse mukambwe ng'abamaaya mu ddungu. Olulimi lw'omwana ayonka lwegasse n'ekibuno kye olw'ennyonta.
Obeera eyo nga mutuufu, omubiri guli gw'olimu
era
ebakugyamu mubiri
guli,
osobola okumanya eby'omubiri
ogwo
ogwafiira mu
Adamu,
okubuuzanga omugagga
mu
Luka
16:19-25
yaliyo nga
he was there and he had no tooth properly to speak. It was like a young child. When it dies, you have no tooth within you. You want to speak as if the tongue is joined together with the other parts, and you feel thirsty. For you refuse the water of the word of God, and you refuse the Holy Spirit. Other body is amazing. That's why you see that body, most of the people having it, they don't usually look nice on the earth. They have to buy it. We have to buy Jerry, for it sucks out blood from the people.
And
you have to dry every time. You have to look for Jerry, and you make it look nice. If you refuse, it dries and finishes. The body of death, many have it.
Tuli mu kukungubaga essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Lamentations 4, verse 4.
Olulimi lw'omwana ayonka lwegasse n'ekibuno kye olw'ennyonta. Abaana abato basaba emmere so tewali agibabegera. Abaalyanga nga beenaanya bawuubaala mu nguudo. Abaakulira mu ngoye entwakaavu bawamantira mu ngo.
Babeera mu bigoye biryawo.
Era
abaana abaleeta ku lunaku
lw'omusana.
Ebigoye biringa bizina
bizina.
Omanyi okuleeta omuntu gwe bajja mu kyalo ekyewala ng'afaanana bubi
yenna.
Kyovula tetugenda bakkiriza okubeera mu
zaabu mu Yerusalemu. It's to quickly judge them to be thrown in the lake of fire.
Amen.
Lamentations 4, verse 5.
Nti abaalyanga nga beenaanya bawuubaalira mu nguudo. Abaakulira mu ngoye entwakaavu bawambaatira mu ngo. Kubanga obutali butuukirivu bw'omuwala w'abantu bange businga obunene ekibi kya Sodomu. Ekyasuulibwa nga mu kaseera so tewali eyakissaako omukono. Abakungu abaali abalongoofu okusinga omuzira baali beeru okusinga amata. Emibiri gyabwe gyasinga amayinja amatwakaavu okumyuka. Baali banyirivu nga safiro.
Twawulidde ku mayinja ga safiro.
We had the stones of sapphire on our body. The body we had when it's still within Adam. And when it's restored, when we get born again. When we died through Adam, the body in the precious stones was changed.
And
you get out of the body. And the body you appear within to go in hell.
It's
what looks like this down here. And they will bring you within it on the day of judgment. Just as God showed me these words. And as we study them.
Tuli mu kukungubaga essula ya kuna n'olunyiriri lwa munaana.
Lamentations 4, verse 8.
Amaaso gaabwe gasinga ekisiriiza okuddugala.
Omanyi amaaso ge baakugambye eri mu luyimba
agaali
badde gaateekebwamu obulungi
aganaazibwa
n'amataobeera muddugavu
ogutundugulo
omanyi ebintu ebyo
ennaku
zino aba bboyi babadde
babizanya acting them, the dance heaven dances. And the devil shows that he
manifests
the cloth things that are painted black here.
And
they take children in different places. And they put those funny designs on their eyes. And
you
project upon them what they are going to be. That's why all the wizards, they always put their funny things and paint their eyes. You see the Nigerian face, you see. The devil shows them, I finished you already. You are dead, you see how you appear. When the devil takes away your wisdom, no matter what he does to you, you can never understand it. Now you take the children to parties and they paint things on their faces, face painting. And they put things on them of people who are dead.
Lamentations 4 verse 8. Amaaso gaabwe gasinga ekisiriiza okuddugala. Tebamanyibwa mu nguudo.
Era okuyita wali.
To pass the other as we take them from there.
Twagala kumanya
kintu kyonna. We don't want to know anything about them. Take them quick to pass.
Jukira malaika w'okufa ibagenda okubanga
abaana. The angels of death will be welcome.
Naba malaika b'omuliro.
The angels of fire will come there.
Magombe nga abaleeta n'okufa.
Hell and death will bring them.
Ye tugenda okulaba mu kitabo ky'okubikira.
Which you are going to see in the book of Revelation 20.
Ne twagala tubala ba mu streets of
faith. We don't want to see them in our streets. They shouldn't be there. They have to pass through the high street you see there. As they come to the central. And they near them to the altar. The one we judge is thrown in the altar.
Remember,
by what is going to happen on judgment. Because
we
are going to show whatever you've been doing under the sun. There are times you'll be pretending salvation. And you claim to be safe, but now the videos were captured.
Ask
whether they bring you brethren.
Video
and they play your video. And used to act holy as we see the video. What are you doing then?
You will
run out of shame and you throw yourself in the lake of fire.
The Bible
tells you that they themselves will throw themselves in Calmon. Each one through the hole they pierced in the walls. Others, no one is going to cast them there. As you reach and you see videos of what shames you, you will think that is a call to hit yourself on. Others have a smile to
hit you on.
At least they fall in the fire, not being ashamed. Reaching there, they will wish to run out and come back to the shame.
You
can't take yourself out of the lake of fire according to how it is heated up. You reach there
video
and the video will be played. Even the words you used to speak. For we heard what's in the Ark of the Covenant. Whatever you do under the sun. In what you speak.
And
audio you are there speaking vulgar words. Here you told us you are born again. Some have seen in the choir and you do things like that. You are there in immorality, and when you come here, you sink. But the spirit is not going to bear that.
It's
a problem which will happen on judgment.
You
used to go on like that. They will display everything on video. And yesterday you were in immorality. In the morning you came on the pulpit to sing. I am holy. And we are looking at you, we are to judge. You will run out of shame and go in the fire. Others have to throw themselves there, not to be cast there. When we speak of immorality, they will do other actions and they vote. We are not there. Every works of unrighteousness, they are required to be judged.
Amen. Tulimu kongobaga, esula ya kuna, nolinyi lwa munana.
Lamentations 4 verse 8.
Ediba lya buliyegase na magumba gaabwe likaze.
Mubira mukaru muzibu.
You were so dry.
Erangu uliro yagalayo kutuzizo
wenyeze. There is some water to be quenched.
Oli toba na nyona nyama eria wo. Omubiri muliyo gwapira mu Adam kubera muzibu
nyo. Body which died through Adam is a very wild body.
Kato kuba kusulira mu geye.
Now the throw within you in hell.
Erangu muliyo gwali kiramu ali kumusango.
The body will come on the day of judgment with.
Atene mukongo bagesula ya kuno linyirwa munana.
Lamentations 4 verse 8.
Nti ediba lyabwe liyegase na magomba gaabwe likaze. Lifuse ngo omuggo.
Obeeranga muggo.
You are like a stick. It has no skin.
Omanyi boke. Emiko chimanyi.
You know sticks.
Vaku mtu okutere ndo
bulu. Leave alone an aligned tree.
Eyo muggo gwe wese wese.
But those sticks which have no form. And they have no form. If you're dry, the skin is on your bones, it's not fitted well, for the body itself is the problem and a punishment.
Lamentations 4 verse
9.
Abatiddwa n'ekitala basinga abo abafudde enjala. Kubanga abo bayongobera nga bafumitiddwa olw'okubulwa ebibala eby'omu nnimiro.
Let's try to
bear fruit of roots. For I told you, when you go on the door of heaven, they ask you, what is your spiritual name? If you are a teacher or a musician, an evangelist of the word of God, an apostle, and after they ask you the fruits, as they bring them on the day of judgment,
then
the abaddons have pierced them with spears, and they have beat them thorough, like we had on the day of the Lord.
The
day we studied the day of the Lord and hell and the lake of fire, there we studied much which happens, which we can't speak of now. Lamentations 4 verse 9.
Nti kubanga abo kubanga abayongobera nga bafumitiddwa olw'okubulwa ebibala eby'omu nnimiro. Abakazi abokusasira okungi bafumbye abaana baabwe bo n'emikono gyabwe bo. Babanga bakulya gye bali mu kuzikirira okw'omuwala w'abantu bange. Mukama atuukirizza ekiruyi kye era afukidde ddala obusungu bwe obukambwe.
When
we enter the lake of fire,
it's
the wrath of God.
And
it's joined with fury at the same time.
Tuli mukungu wa gesula yakuna nolu nyiriri lwakumi na lumu.
Lamentations 4:11.
Mukama atukiriza ekiruyi kye era afukidde ddala obusungu bwe obukambwe era akomye omuliro mu Sayuni ogwokeza emisingi gyakyo. Bakabaka b'ensi tebakkiriza newaakubadde bonna abatuula mu nsi zonna.
Ekizibu kye tulina
ekyo, the problem we are having,
ebintu babitunnyonnyola,
they explain things,
okukkiriza ne tugaana,
and we refuse to believe them.
Kungubaganya 12.
Lamentations 4:12.
Ng'omulabe n'oyo abakyawa agenda okuyingira mu miryango gy'e Yerusaalemi.
Kwegamba.
Now to say,
Yerusalem,
this Jerusalem, we speak of heaven. On the other day, we want to be entered there. You're going to be brought when you're an enemy of God. You who refuse to work righteousness. For he warned us in the book of John. Say they who desire the world at its fullness, they make themselves enemies of God. Who have helped us to be these things? They are these ones down here. And avoid them so much.
Atulimu kungubaga isula eyokuna n'olunyiro 13.
Lamentations 4:13.
Lwa bibi by'abannabbi abaamu.
Bannabbi bano.
These prophets.
Abatulagulako ebyokunsi kuno.
Prophesy things upon the world on earth.
Bataiza kutulagulako
kuno. And never prophesy heaven on earth.
Newankubadde otubulira Mukama ky'ateesa.
Even tell us what God reasons.
Be batumalawo obumazima.
They are finishing us.
Be baleeta omusango ogwo.
They bring the judgment upon us.
Be baleese okuzikirira.
They have brought the destruction on earth.
N'eri abalonde mu ba Mukama.
Even unto the chosen of God.
Bange bamala okwambala eddiba ly'endiga lino.
After clothing the sheep's skin.
Olowooza nga si bakutwala mu.
You think they are taking into heaven.
Kumbe bagenda kukuzikiriza.
Yet they are going to destroy and finish you.
And
be careful of the prophets.
For
they keep you on processes of the world. And they never tell you what is going to happen next when you get off the body. You come read the scripture. The stress of Jesus heals us. And it begins to make you fall down even tomorrow like that. But
God
told you of your life. God is ready to take care of us.
We
put many prophecies in scriptures. Fulfill those scriptures. Instead of looking for words which are winds, words which draw us, but there's no life within them.
Lamentations 4:13. Lwabannabbi baamu n'obutali butuukirivu bwabakabona baamu
the pastors and apostles
nga be bamu kubaleese
embeera
kubanga Mukama yabawa okutubuulira
engeri
gye tunasobola
okutuuka naye
bo ne badda mukutubuulira
ebyokunsiabayiwa
omusayi gw'abatuukirivu kwabatuukirivu wakati mu kyo
Yesu yebazibu era okusinga mu Ezekiel
13
agamba batutundula olubatu lwa siriva ne
zaabu
kati batunda emyoyo wansi mu
nyanja
okusinzira ku Ezekiel
27
muraba bawandiisa amannya
gammwe
mulowooza bagatwala kugasabira
Isirayiri
ne balyoka babatunda wansi mu
nyanja
And
they come back, you tell them.
Everybody say,
I am
Illuminati.
The Illuminati. And you have sold yourself. And you sell yourselves, your souls to there. Some of you have to be prayed for so much. That's why even when you run for those pastors, you remain seeing them and they appear to you. For the race sold you are in there. And your spirit is driven from there. They give you water from the source where Jezebel sits. And you put upon your jobs and you drink even. And they bring handkerchiefs for you, which Jezebel uses to clean herself. And they sell them to you. As they wave like this,
even others
to Jezebel and she clothes, and they are going to minister with it tomorrow. As they wave it like this, you do the shouting and the noise, and out comes power of darkness which pains. Even his court has power. Jezebel clothed the court.
There are
ministers who are women. They clothe those brown of them and their knickers. And Jezebel has just put them on. And they pass you and you also to have understanding. We shall show you to them one day.
And
their designs of Jezebel on them.
Hallelujah!
Yet he's getting from the brows, he are throwing powers to the people.
When you see what they do,
the money they give people in charge,
this
they are going to help you.
agenda wali Jezebeli namuwa banda ezivira
ddali
bwenebakuwa sente ne bakusa
ddaaka
owooza busomangayi nekisamaa manyami
olwaleero
waite ebbanga tononga
akyalimuwadde obulamu
obakuwa sente
that they give you money.
Bano bebasinze otusikiriza batumalawo
ati
si bw'omanya nti essabuliri wali oyewala
bwewazingo
naye bw'owulira nti
nnabbioba
musumba ogendayo omanyi
byabula
kumbe bakuzikiriza
bakumalawo.
Kale owooluganda
mu
bigambo ebingi bye tuyinza
okwogeratuli
batufaana ku lunaku
lw'omusanvu
abatukuvu n'abo
aboonoonyi
tulindiridde ku lunaku luli olwokuna tugenda kudda tulabe ku mubiri ku byambalo n'ennyimba eziyimbibwa ku lunaku waliyo universal song oba
universal anthem
eyimbibwa mu ggune ku nsi ne mubutonde bwonna bagiyimba buli ssaawa 11 obudde nga bujja
ne
baddamu ne bagiyimba
kuba
ssaawa 7
paka
11 ez'olweggulo ebinyonyi biyimba oluyimba
olwo
ziri ennyimba bbiri geno anthem muziyimbibwa mu
bwe
muva ennyimba zonna ze tutendereza
tunaaba
tubitegedde
tugenda
kuddamu tuyiye ennyimba
invite songs again
natukwatagana bulungi
as we connect with heaven. God bless you.